As we go along, I'll be giving a little background on the tunes. I hope you'll enjoy them, how they came to be recorded. Of course, all of my tunes are recorded in Nashville, Tennessee, in the RCA Victor studios there. Oh, by the way, it's the same studio that Elvis records in. Now, you'll like that, I'm sure. Same microphone. My records don't sell as well as his, but it's the same microphone that Elvis sings on. As a matter of fact, we have the same arranger and use the same musicians. And Elvis was in town the other night in Nashville, Tennessee. And I saw him on television. They televised his appearance. He travels in a bus. He has a bus that he travels in. I'm sure a lot of you girls will appreciate this. He has his own bus. He refuses to fly. He's afraid to fly. I don't say he's afraid to fly, but he's one of the persons who refuses to fly. So he goes by train and his private bus wherever he goes. It was nice seeing him again in Nashville. He kind of crept in town and did a recording session. We had a little chat outside the studio with Chet, and it was good seeing him again. I remember when Elvis started in 1953, he and I were on the Louisiana Hayride together. Would you believe it? He was so nervous he wouldn't go on stage. He had a record called Blue Moon that he had recorded for a small label in Memphis, Tennessee. He and Scotty and Bill came to Shreveport, Louisiana, where the show was, and he asked me to push him on stage, which I did. Actually, he was very nervous. And, of course, he needs no promotion. But I'd like to tell you that Elvis is as nice and unaffected as he was in 1953. How in the world did I ever get off on that? Let's go back to music now. Here's one written by Bonnie Guitar, a young lady from Seattle, Washington. I like this one. Dark Moon.